It is time for the second version of Am I the Jerk? And for that, we have some emails.
Thank you, Matt. Yes, amithejerk1310@gmail.com is where you send any situation where you question it. Is I in the wrong? Is I the jerk? Was someone else the jerk? So let's hop into it. We have a few to get into. Hello, 1310. During the Snowmageddon of 2021, hello. I was living in Highland Village next to Flower Mound. Thank you. In this cool loft above some commercial businesses, and I never lost power during those 2 or 3 weeks. I was dating this girl from the Addison area at the time, and we had maybe been dating for about 3 or 4 months. And she was losing her power daily, sometimes for up to 6 hours at a time. After the first day of After the first day of people all over losing power, we had a conversation about her coming over to stay with me until the whole thing passed. But she'd have to bring her elderly, sickly cat, which I was not down with. So a few hours after we talked, I texted her and told her to never mind because my power went out, which it had not. And I said, well, it looks like we are in the same boat.
That's awesome,
and
though.
Went on pretending like my power was a daily issue like hers.
Oh, that's great.
So W.A. asks, yes! Am I the jerk?
That's awesome.
Yeah, but, I mean, I just...
Yes.
In some sense, it works.
Yeah, I think you got to give him a clear on this one.
Yeah, she didn't know. You don't want to be like, hey, girl, I don't want your old-ass cat in my house.
But what is the cat going to do?
I don't know, get cat fur on you or something.
That's okay. She's not going to leave her sickly cat.
Yeah, but you didn't want to tell her that because then she'll think, oh, you don't like animals, and then it becomes a whole thing. So you're better off just going, oh, you know what? I don't have power either.
I don't have any power. Don't come check.
Yeah, my power's out, but the TV's on in the background. The microwave, he's heating up his food and everything going on. And that's.
And eventually he could probably get to, I can't charge my phone anymore, and then he doesn't have to worry about hearing her complain about the power being out anymore.
I think Travis is right. I think I give him a pass on this because okay. If he just didn't want her to come over, that probably hurts her feelings a lot less than saying, don't bring the damn cat.
Okay.
And did he mention how long they had been together for? I don't remember.
A few months. Yeah,
just
a few
months. Man, yeah, I don't know. That's a sticking point at that period in a relationship as well, because she's probably tried to finagle her way into staying overnight, and he's not there yet, and that's fine.
Okay. All right, here's another one. Invasion. My wife and I recently went to see the movie Oppenheimer. It was a large theater with stadium seating. There were about 10 people at this particular showing. I noticed that there was a couple sitting on the row in front and below us because of theater seating. Knowing the movie was a long one over 3 hours, we settled in with popcorn and a soft drink. As we were watching the movie, I noticed that at the end of each scene, the wife below us would discuss the events of the previous scene with her husband. Now, it wasn't quite a whisper, but it certainly wasn't that quiet as I could make out everything they were saying. So with a 3.5-hour movie, imagine how many times they discussed something. Well, around the 2.5-hour mark, I'd had enough and decided to take matters into my own hands, or feet, if you will. At the next scene break, the moment the wife below opened her mouth, and even before she could get a word out, I kicked the back of her chair with a little force. I got a sudden neck jerk stare from the lady below. My wife then asked me in a whisper, did you just kick her chair? And I responded with a defiant, yes, I did. Suddenly, there was silence. At the next scene break, guess what? Jabberjaws down below looked into her husband's eyes and opened her mouth again. Albeit stirring my same reaction. This time, they both looked up at me and I stared both of them right in the eyes. This happened one more time before the end of the movie. I think they got my point. Even before the lights came up, they shot off like a bullet out of the opposite entrance. So my question is, am I the jerk for wanting a quiet movie? I mean, this isn't your living room at home, so I have a little courtesy for others. Maybe they like to hear the movie.
You can't talk in a film like that. Like, what are these people doing? Now,
but you're taking the law into your own hands by kicking chairs.
Yeah, kicking
that's almost
chair.
Risking a fight.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I can side with little boy feet here, as I'm gonna have to say that anytime you're physically assaulting somebody's being like that, you're just a jerk. You're a jerk at that point.
No, you are a good jerk.
Again, you're trying to get what you want, but
just lean down and be like, hey, do you guys mind quieting it?
And what if they just say no?
then kick the chair.
Now, if he had escalated from, like, you know, graze the chair to bump the chair to, you know, a little bit of a kick to a forceful kick, if we're escalating, I think I could get on board. But
he's up behind him in battle.
It's aggressive.
If you have the high ground, you have the advantage.
You do have the advantage. That's what stopped me from fighting at the hockey game that one time in Madison Square Garden.
He was
I
in
did
that
not have
above
the high
you.
Road. Yeah. I was on the row below.
Yeah, then you got a problem if you're below. I can't stand that when people talk in theaters.
Yeah, it's real annoying. Especially if it's like they have a pattern after every scene. They're discussing it. How about y'all wait until the end of the movie and discuss it then? Because we're in a theater.
It's kind of a jerk move, though.
Yeah, that's, no, it's definitely a jerk move.
The initial reaction to kick the chair, yeah, I agree.
I definitely want to kick the chair.
Quiet down in front, please.
Yeah.
Hey, stop!
There you go. Just hit him with one of those.
Just applaud you because finally somebody stood up to...
And why is it that if you have a theater that's not really crowded, that everyone still seems to bunch together seating-wise?
I don't... It's the human need to be close to another human.
I guess
human.
That's what
Boy,
it is.
I do not have that human need.
God, I don't either.
Dude,
it's so bizarre.
Four people in the theater the last time I went to the movie.
Get away
and we
from
were two
me.
Rows from each other. And yeah. the entire movie
What the hell?
We were two rows. I don't know. And we were the last ones there. We did it.
And it
I
wasn't like an assigned seating one. It was a pick-your-own-adventure thing.
No, it wasn't an assigned seating. Like,
I've had that happen multiple times, whether it's at a theater or a game where, like, there's four people in the section, and somebody will come and sit basically right next to you. I just get up and move.
Like, if
and
there's open you, seats around you and somebody sits right next to you, like, the only move is to immediately get up and move.
Yeah.
You weirdo. What are you doing?
You know what?
You're a real jerk.
I may just complain about it, but I won't move. Hell, I'm
really
comfortable right now. Yeah.
I got very uncomfortable when that person sat down next to me. I'll tell you that.
All right. Dear Invasion Boys, am I the jerk if when booking my young assistant's flight to Las Vegas to help run the broadcast for America's favorite radio station,
oh, no.
The Ticket, I booked young Jack a seat on the aisle for legroom, but I purposely put him right across from the plane's lavatory, both going and coming back from Vegas. I mean, I got him leg space, and he can make friends with all the people standing in line for the lavatory.
This is the most egregious jerk behavior I have
this
ever
is from
heard.
Killer.
Killer here.
So we have Jiggly Jack here. Actually, Killer booked his flights to give him legroom, but the compromise is that he's right by the can. It's a 3-hour flight, and you know people are going back and forth, in and out.
You're getting a waft of it, for sure.
Dude, the flight home from Vegas, like departing Vegas bathroom, is going to be just hell.
Yeah, Kill, I think you're a jerk.
I paid for the flight.
I think that was
a
jerk move.
Yeah. And in a sense, if you're right next to the bathroom, when you get up, you don't really have to crawl over anybody or go anywhere.
No,
it's right there.
Even if step up to the left.
But if you're trying to take a little nap,
yeah,
you're going to get disturbed every single time.
They keep
by
walking
in
by.
And out of the bathroom. And just the sound.
The waft.
Yeah, killer. But would you sacrifice the leg room to sit next to the bathroom?
Yeah, I if it was extra leg space, I would prefer that. I'd prefer more space, even if it meant sitting next to the bathroom.
Even on just a 3-hour flight.
Yeah.
Because the only way a 3-hour flight can seem longer is if you got doo-doo particles all around you.
No, you know, it's just, you know, especially if you're trying to rest and relax. And I don't know how hard of a sleeper he is. I'm a pretty light sleeper. So if someone walks by me.
Or toots.
Then I'm going to wake up.
I also have the thought, if you're across from the bathroom and it was what was in there on our flight to California, and you knew that was in there, and then you had to sit right there, and every time somebody opened the door, you're trying to see, is it still in there?
All right, here's the last one. All right. Yes, Killer, that was a jerk move. Donnie and Matt, there's been a surge of nicknames from young guys like valets, baristas, waiters, etc. I've been called boss, bud, buddy, dude, man, and even chief. By some Gen Y and Gen Z.
Thanks, buddy.
So now I make a point every time to tell them, please don't call your customers boss, etc. We don't work here, and most of your customers find it offensive just trying to help you. Most thank me for telling them. A few have been Chris, like saying, sure thing, boss, etc. Am I the jerk because I say something or just because it offends me?
Yeah, dude, you suck.
Generic 50s Jeff guy.
Jeff
no, I don't
sucks.
Think he's. I don't think he's a jerk.
I think Jeff sucks.
I mean, if somebody calls you something you don't want them to, you're just supposed to be like, ugh.
Most of them like, hey, thank man. Me for it. No, they don't. Nobody's ever thanked you for that, ever.
I
not
bet
once.
Somebody has.
I bet they haven't.
But if you're, so if.
I say all the time, like, people go, hey, bro, and I go, I'm not your bro.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you have not.
And do they thank you? Oh, thanks, Mr. Radio Man, for telling me that.
So what if I just say homie? What's up, homie?
Yeah, actually, I hate that, Donnie. Don't ever say that to me.
How's that different? Because we're homies?
Yes, because I know you. But like the barista. Okay,
so what if that guy right there just said, hey, what's up, homie? You going to get upset by that?
I'm a big proponent of brother or brother. And, like, I feel like if I were to encounter Jeff, I would absolutely call him brother or brother, and he would be very upset, admonish me, and then I would be like, all right, brother, and then walk away.
Your language is
See, but then you're the jerk.
You guys surely have big muscles when you're just talking about yourself. If someone says that to you, go, yes, sir.
No way, sir. Dude. Get out of my face, old man.
You shut up.
Especially if it's somebody I don't know.
Bitch.
Get the hell out of here. Don't tell me how to talk. You're a real jerk, Grandpa.
Travis is wrong.
No, I don't think I am.
I mean, if somebody calls you something you don't want to be called, you should be able to say to them, hey, man, I don't want you to call me that.
But
if
I am.
Your response is to repeatedly call them that, then you are the jerk.
Look, I think we're both jerks. I think we're all free to say what we want to say.
Call me boss.
But he's the one telling me that I can't say something where I'm just going to say it anyway because you have no power over me, Jeff. You old fart.
It would be funny if I said, hey, what's up, boss? Hey, man, don't call me boss. What's that, chief?
What's that, man?
Why do people call you boss anyway?
What's that, partner?
I'm not your boss.
That is a big sales term.
It's a term of endearment.
No, it isn't. It's a term of dumbass.
Okay. No, that's a big sales term. When I worked in car sales, that was the fill in a blank of talking to somebody you've forgotten their name. Hey, boss.
That is another.
And I'd be like, oh, so I'm your boss now? Do this.
Kind of. I mean, yeah.
I'm your chief. I run your tribe. Coming to my teepee.
Whoa.
What about, and if I say bro, or someone says bro, you'll say, I'm not your bro.
I'm not your brother. Are we related?
So I couldn't call you brother, and that's my thing.
Yeah, you guys can, because I know y'all. But like the random Starbucks guy, come on. No, don't. See this random guy?
Does he have to call you sir?
He doesn't have to call me anything other than my freaking name that I gave him to write on my damn cup.
Mark.
Boy, we are on opposite ends of this thing and just as hyped about
it. I don't know. If you guys say you're on opposite ends, but it's almost like you're thinking the same thing because Travis is like, don't tell me what to say.
I mean, if you know my name is Matt and I'm at, like, you see my order or whatever, why don't you just call me that?
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know if we solved it.
And, no.
Jeff, when I see Jeff, I'm going to call him Jeff.
I'm going to call him boss.
I'm going to call him Savior because he is saving America.
Okay, yeah, okay, now you all have
He is educating the youth of America how to properly treat
You're
their
such
elders.
An old man in a not old man body.
Shake your fist at a cloud somewhere else.
It's 11:11. It's the world's most
old
dangerous
man.
Midday show. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, we're here on Radio Row live for Super Bowl 58
hey,
here
what's
in
up?
Vegas.